Appendix D. J. and Loeber, a letter to Lydia Scott. Sanitarium, California. September 20th. Lydia F. Scott, Madison, Tennessee. Dear Sister Scott, your letter of September 8th, enclosing of the Madison leaflets, duly received. Thank you for the leaflets and your remembrance of me. Your letter caused these thoughts. We are apt to think of our friends, whom we have not seen in a long time, as we last saw them. So I suppose my friends a distance from here think of me as when they saw me years ago, when I was actively at work all over the country, and even making a trip in my ministerial work all around the world. It may be a surprise to such to learn that I was 89 years of age the 26th of last January, and that I have been off this hill on which this sanitarium stands only 3 times in 3½ years. I thank you for your invitation to attend your missionary volunteer convention October 7th to 9th. Although I cannot come in the flesh, I can assure you, as Paul did the Colossians, though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the Spirit, joying and beholding your order, and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. I thank the Lord I am free from bodily pains, but am only feeble with age. If I cannot get about in public labors as formerly, I thank God that, as Sister White said to a sister who had been an active Bible worker when in health but was unable thus longer to work, "Sister, you can work now as well as formerly, you can pray for those who have health to be actively engaged in the great harvest field of labor." I have watched with intense interest the work of Brother Sutherland since being privileged to be with him a short time years ago when he was in the Battle Creek College, when I gave a few talks there. Then I was glad to see him move out in the plan of which we had been told, that our educational centers should have lands for culture, etc., connected with them. I watched with prayerful interest his work in connection with establishing the college at Berrien Springs, Michigan. Then especially have my mind and prayers been associated with his labors in the South in harmony with instruction as to what should be done there. Be assured, fellow workers, that my mind and faith are with you in your earnest work to do what the Lord has told us should be done. May the Lord's blessing be especially in the deliberation of the convention, will be my prayer while you are thus assembled. Yours in the blessed gospel hope, J. and Loughborough.